Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting in a soft but firm chair on the stage at a hypnosis show. You came on stage because you volunteered to let yourself be hypnotized. You can feel your feet on the floor, your hands on your lap, the open air all around you. You can smell the old, dusty wooden stage and hear the open space of the stage, the hush of the audience. In front of your eyes, you see a pocket watch, slowly swinging from side to side. You think about how very soon you will be deeply hypnotized. You know it doesn't matter whether you move your eyes as the watch moves, or stare at one spot in the center and notice it moving past your gaze each time. Either way, you will fall under the watch's power. Watching the watch, swinging smoothly from side to side, your eyelids will become heavy, tired, lazy and drowsy. Down they will droop until you just can't keep those heavy, tired eyelids open anymore, and you know that you won't be able to stop yourself from going into a deep, deep hypnotic trance. Eyes so heavy. So you open your eyes, take a deep breath, and focus on the watch now to signal the hypnotist that you are ready to be hypnotized now. You focus your eyes on the watch and you hear the voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. You can allow yourself to be hypnotized now very easily. All you need to do is listen. Take a deep breath and relax. As you imagine a wave of relaxation pouring like water down your body, washing down from your head all the way down to your toes and feeling so very good. You can feel even better each time you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. You've chosen to go into a trance now and follow these suggestions, and it will be interesting to discover how easily and attentively your subconscious mind can follow these words all on its own as you listen, take a deep breath, and relax. And you can go deeper into hypnosis when you see the watch, deeper and deeper as you watch the watch. And if your heavy eyes close, you may continue to see the watch in your mind's eye, going deeper and deeper as you continue to watch. And whenever your eyes open, you will see the watch, and go deeper into hypnosis when you see the watch. And you might like to imagine that you're leaning back now, lying back in a hammock, softly swaying in the breeze on a warm spring day. And you might like to imagine that I'm tucking a pillow under your head. With each of my words, your heavy head sinks deeper into that cushiony pillow. And you might like to imagine that I'm fastening your hammock to a hot air balloon and you're rising up, up, up above the ground as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Floating gently above the trees, floating gently above the hills, floating gently above the valleys, floating gently above the clouds, all your cares spilling away in the breeze. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. And now I'm tying a string around your left wrist. You can feel the tickle of that string around your left wrist, and on the end of that string is a helium balloon, gently bobbing even higher in the air. You can feel the gentle tug on your wrist as the balloon bobs up, up, up. And now I'm tying another helium balloon to your left wrist. And another. And another. You can feel them tugging at your wrist. And another. And in a few moments, as I keep tying more and more helium balloons to your wrist, that gentle tug will just lift your hand up into the air. And another. Feel the gentle pull upwards now another, lifting up. Your wrist and arm will just float up in the air, rising up with no effort from you at all. And another. And another. That's right. Rising and lifting up. Another. Getting so light. And another. And another. And another. Yes. Lifting up into the air. Now I'm tying a whole bunch of helium balloons on. Let's just let that arm float there. Yes. Feels so relaxing to let your arm float in the air with no effort from you at all. And now I'm pouring quick-setting concrete all down that hand and arm. You can feel it cold and wet and squishy, molding to your arm. All over your hand and arm, you can feel that concrete molding to your arm and setting now, growing rigid, rigid and hard. Your arm is setting now, rigid and hard and unable to move, completely unable to move. With every moment, it sets harder, and in a moment, I'm going to ask you to move your arm, and you will find that you cannot. Your arm is set in rigid, hard concrete, completely unable to move, no matter how hard you try. Try to move your arm now. It is stuck so rigid and hard. The more you try to move it, the harder it sets. So solid and immovable. Good. You can stop trying now and relax. Arm still stiff and rigid in the air. In a moment, I'm going to give your arm a little tap. The next time you hear me say the word tap, you will feel that vibration, that touch on your arm, and it will shatter all the concrete. All down your hand and arm, relaxing your whole body as your arm drops back down loose, limp, and relaxed, and you go even deeper into hypnosis. Ready now? Tap. That's good. Right back down, sinking down so deep into hypnosis now, all the way down. Feeling so good to drop down and sink and just listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. Feeling so good to be so deeply hypnotized. And every time you come back here, you go down into trance more quickly and easily. In fact, whenever you hear me say deep trance now, you can let that be a signal to come right back down into this deep trance. Or if you are already hypnotized, to go even deeper. Deep trance now sends you even deeper every time. Good. Now, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up, just briefly, and then you can come right back down into trance. But in a moment, I'm going to wake you up, and no matter what you really believe, you're going to wake up feeling full of certainty that you have not been hypnotized. You're going to be convinced for just a moment that you have not been hypnotized. Maybe you've never been hypnotized, so full of certainty that you don't even need to think about it. And then, while you're absolutely sure you haven't been hypnotized, you're going to feel a tickle or an itching in the palm of your hand. The palm of one of your hands will start to tingle or prickle, like you've got a little burr there, or something small and delicate and itchy, something in the palm of your hand. And when you look at your hand, you're going to see a big black spiral drawn across your palm in heavy black ink. And when you look at that spiral, you're going to realize that you were hypnotized. And realizing that will bring you right back down into trance, deep trance now, when you see the spiral. Good. Now, I'm going to count you awake on three, opening your eyes wide awake on the count of three, certain you haven't been hypnotized. Ready? One, coming up. Two, starting to move. Three. So, how was that? Do you feel hypnotized? What if you look at your palm? Look at the palm of your hand now. Deep trance now. Deep, deep trance now. Relaxing and dropping right back into deep trance. Now. Good. You've responded so well to all of these suggestions, and I'm just going to give you one more to take with you when you awaken. Every now and then, for the rest of this day, and your subconscious mind will know exactly when this is appropriate, you may feel that tickling on your palm again. And if you do, when you look at your hand, you will once again see the spiral painted in black across your palm. Seeing the spiral will not put you back into a trance, this time, unless you want it to, and are in a place where being in a trance is appropriate and safe. But it will remind you that you were hypnotized. And you might think about allowing yourself to be hypnotized again, soon. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and you will wake up more and more with each number until at 5 you will be awake, alert, and refreshed. 1, coming up now. 2, starting to stir and move your body a little. 3, starting to yawn and stretch. 4, eyelids fluttering open. And 5, wide awake.